This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. It's easier to shop around for fresh local produce or anything else when you're on the ground. But when you're, say, up in an airplane, shopping is a little more difficult. Unless, of course, you reach into the pocket of the seat in front of you and find a SkyMall catalog. That's the airline magazine that offers products like a special vacuum for your dog's droppings or a human slingshot right at the moment when you might be bored enough to buy them. San Francisco comedy troupe Casper Hauser couldn't help but notice the absurdity of SkyMall's offerings. So in 2006, they made their own parody version of the catalog called SkyMall. Not M-A-L-L, but M-A-U-L. And they've just recently released a second edition, SkyMall 2. Casper Hauser's Rob Bedeker joined KALW's Audrey Dilling in our studio to talk about it.
Was there a particular product in the real SkyMall that inspired the parody?
There were a couple. I remember the remote-controlled shark for your swimming pool. That just seemed so wonderfully over the top, and at the same time, it seemed like a self-parody. And there were a few. There was a chimpanzee torso, I think, that you somehow put on your upper body, and it was robotic. But there was a whole group of those kind of remote control animal products that really got our attention.
What are some of the new products in the latest SkyMall that you are most excited about?
One of the products that we love and think there's a big demand for is the condo pony. It's just a little horse that clumps around your apartment or your condo. It's hypoallergenic. It doesn't chew up your shoes. The tagline is condo doesn't have to mean no pony, no more. We have a hot dog clock, which combines two of America's greatest inventions. We also like the ship in the bottle remover. Hard to get them in, and just as hard to get them out if you don't have a strategy. So this is a tool that will break and smash the bottle.
That's really an under-addressed issue, I think. Nobody
That's what
ever
we're
really
after.
Thinks about how you're going to get it back out.
Yeah, people don't think about the things that they need. Uh-huh. They don't realize what they need until they see our catalog.
So the holidays are coming up. And for a lot of people, they're going to have to start thinking about Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Is there anything that maybe you would recommend somebody would get for if they had some new parents in the family?
Yeah, we have a forever diaper, and it uses special space-age technology to allow the diaper to fill up indefinitely. And it saves you all the headache of changing, and it just billows up, kind of like those Jiffy Pop things that you do on the stove. We also have a product we call the Santa Guard, which is really a metal grate that you put in front of your fireplace for those parents who are worried about, you know, exposing their children to Santa too early or at all. This is it simply says that parents should have a choice.
So I thought we could play a little game, SkyMall or not.
Okay.
So we picked a few things from real SkyMall, M-A-L-L. And not. So I just had a couple people make some things up.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just see if you can guess. First one is Brobdignagian sports chair.
Mm.
That's a very big chair.
That's a Jonathan Swift reference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that's a little highbrow. Not that SkyMall can't be highbrow, but I'm going to say not.
It's SkyMall.
You're kidding me.
It is real. That's the title.
So it's a chair that makes you look and feel small.
Yes. While watching sports. Baby boomerang.
Baby boomerang. Yes, that's a perfect skip. No.
No. No.
I am 0-2. It's horrible.
Hiccural hiccup stick. It cures hiccups.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's just a stick that you just bite on.
Uh-huh. And that's it?
That's it.
Does it have any medicine on it?
I don't think so. Portable sink.
Portable sink, which would be a sink with some kind of tank attached to it.
Yeah, maybe a strap.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say yeah.
No, we made that one up.
This is incredible. You guys are good, and SkyMall is amazing.
Next time, when it comes time for SkyMall 3, maybe you can come here and get some ideas. Can we maybe just talk a little bit about Kaspar Hauser for a moment, too?
Sure.
Have you always focused on parody?
Well, in a sense, parody and satire are what we do, but never really topical parody or topical satire in terms of politics or current events.
What do you think parody is for?
I think it's a way of sort of distilling, boiling down something about the zeitgeist, about the culture that is extreme or off kilter, that can be sort of extracted and exaggerated in a meaningful way.
What do you have to consider when you're choosing something to parody?
A couple things. With Sky Mall, it's a great container for comedy. So it's got a visual element. You can write visual jokes in terms of the photos and Photoshop work you do. You have a really succinct form in terms of a headline and a description. So they're all pretty short and punchy. So the actual form of the original allows for good comedy. In other words, the form is conducive to short, visual, funny writing. The other things we consider are if it's a cultural touchstone. Everybody pretty much knows Sky Mall and has looked at it and has a reference point. So with our other books, we did a parody of the New York Times weddings announcements. Something a lot of people know, and it has a really distinct voice. Sky Mall, the weddings of the Times, both have that flavor that it's easy to distill and write as if it were your own.
Is there anything you've always wanted to parody that you haven't yet?
That's a great question. I think I would love to parody. I would love to create a parody of a whole store, like a grocery store, actually in 3D, and have the entire store be fake. So it would be bringing this book like Sky Mall to life, and everything, the product descriptions, the packaging, even the cashier would be fake.
What appeals to you about that? What do you think that would bring?
I think that it's really the future. You know, books are, you know, hopefully not soon, but going the way of the dinosaur. Everything is moving into virtual reality. So I could see this parody being in cyberspace, but it would give another dimension to parody. It would let people move around in a parody world. I've also, and this is a real idea, thought of creating a whole parody university online. And the appeal is that it's a complete universe that you could populate with fiction. I mean, with parody, it would be recognizable and strange at the same time. Did that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm curious, what do you think people would get out of that?
Well, I think with that, or even with Sky Mall, one of the functions of parody is a heightened sense of reality. So when you sense the absurdity in a work of parody, you look at the real world in a different way and you see things that are off or true or wrong about the real world. And it's that gap, it's that disconnect that I think is really exciting and productive and useful. I mean, you know, The Onion, for example, helps us look at the news, or The Daily Show helps us look at the news with fresh eyes and see things that we might not have seen if we hadn't gone through the parody experience. So I think having a parody, a cyber parody world would really would allow people to immerse themselves in an alternate reality and come out the other end with a smarter vision, a smarter way of looking at the world.
That was Rob Bedecker, member of the San Francisco comedy troupe Kaspar Hauser. He spoke with KALW's Audrey Dilling. Find out how you can get your hands on the latest Sky Mall parody catalog at KALW.org and click on Cross Currents.